98.1 KZE, MK with you on your Wednesday afternoon. It's Friends Day once again, brought to you by Hudson Paws in Hudson, New York, and the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Delighted to welcome back to Friends Day, an artist we've heard here and hear quite a bit of on the afternoon drive, accompanied by Chris Verone on the saxophone. Please welcome Mike Cobb.
Hey, hey, this is Clowns. These clowns keep running round, act like they rule the world. Now they don't give a damn about the little old working man. They're rich and fat, we're thin and poor. I don't wanna die in a rich man's war. No, 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 we pay their tax, we prop them up. Don't it make you wanna say, hey man, what's up? I got all kinds of things I would rather do than waste my time. People like you, I got all kinds of places I really wanna go, but I can't go there cause it's for the show. These clowns keep running round. Well, they act like they rule the world. Chris Verone. Trust that smile, don't change the dial, people. Just throw the thing out for good. They'll suck you in and bleed you dry. And all it is bye, bye, bye. One day you'll shout, oh, one day you'll cry. One day you're gonna say, why, oh, why? We don't know Jack, they keep us blind. And their kind of words, well, they ain't so kind. It's trying to take your mind. Now I don't trust you as far as I could throw. I don't trust the news or the evening show. Mind control and they're doing it well, but I'm a hip to the top so they can go to hell. All these clowns keep running round. Well, they act like they rule the world. Well, now these clowns keep running round, act like they rule the world. These clowns keep running round. Well, they act like they rule the world. Well, they act like they rule the world. Oh, no, they don't. Well, they act like they rule the world.
KZE, you are listening to Friends Day with Mike Cobb and Chris Verone, adding some beautiful saxophone tones. It's cool to hear a soprano sax. I don't hear a lot of those.
Yeah, they aren't as common, but they do have a sweet sound.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mike, welcome back. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, MK. Great
yeah,
to see you.
Yeah, what have you been up to? How's your summer?
Summer's been pretty good. I was lucky enough to go to Spain and Italy, where I've got family.
Nice.
Played some shows over there, and just getting back into the swing of things here.
Does that make the trip tax deductible?
I wish. I don't think there's enough money involved, unfortunately.
Fair enough. Well, that was. I enjoyed that first song.
Thanks.
Is that a newer one?
No, that's been around for a while. We just, you know, playing with horns, it lends itself to different kind of material, and so I have stuff. Well, you're so kind to play Irie Land.
I like that one, yeah.
And that's got Chris on tenor on that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes different tunes ask for horns.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I wrote that circa G.W. Bush.
Wow. Isn't that nuts? Yeah, there's so much material like that that you listen to and you're like, wow, we didn't fix any of the problems. In fact, they got exponentially worse.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. So. But I always try and stick some humor in there too.
I was going to say, you know, that's what came up for me listening to the song is that I enjoy your songwriting because it expresses frustration, but in a way that is sardonic and, you know, a little bit funny as opposed to just being despairing, which it's easy to fall into.
Yeah, I've got those too, but you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's when you really look at a lot of the state of the world and things, it's quite absurd. So, you know, throw some absurdity in there.
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
For good measure, and have at least entertain myself with a few inside laughs, and hopefully other people can. Yeah. Can experience that too. Yeah.
Well, I liked Irie Land a lot. I've been playing that one a bit, as you said, and I felt like that was a slightly different type of Mike Cobb song.
Yeah. You know, I could tell you about it.
I would love to. Yeah, I would love to hear it.
Well, I went to Ireland not for the first time in a long time. And I lived there in 1996. I got my teaching English as a second language certificate in Galway on the west coast, which is an amazing place, and went back for a friend's. He was in a band that had a minute in the 90s called the Big Geraniums, great band, and they had their 21st year anniversary, and we were on our way to Spain, so we stopped in there, and it's just great and inspirational. And so there's that idea of Ireland, but then also the Jamaican word Irie, mm-hmm. for feeling good, and I thought they went together well, play on words. And as it turns out, I learned that many Irish were brought over to Jamaica as indentured servants. Mm. And the Irish accent actually has a lot to do with the Jamaican accent.
Interesting. Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah, especially in some parts. I didn't know that when I wrote the song. I just thought those two words were kind of related and cool. But yeah. It turns out there is a connection, so it's kind of cool.
That is really interesting. Yeah, I love. I mean, I've been lucky enough to go to Ireland a couple of times myself. Never lived there, you know, was able to travel there a little bit. And my favorite, like, this is like not even super related to your story, but it's just my favorite story about going to Ireland with my then boyfriend, now husband, and he had never been. And I was like, oh, it's so great! You're gonna love it. You know, there's like trad music playing in every bar, you know, wherever we go, there'll be like great, you know, traditional Irish music. And I swear to God, our first night in Dublin, we went to like three separate bars where somebody was on stage playing Wagon Wheel. Yeah. And I was like, here you go, Irish culture, enjoy.
Well, it's funny you say that because when we got there in 2019, we crossed the country by bus, which you can do pretty quickly. And the whole way across, the bus driver is playing American country music, like Johnny Cash. It makes sense. All of that stuff that goes back to Appalachia, you know, bluegrass, Americana.
Oh, so much crossover, yeah.
It comes from the British Isles.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's cool. I always love that about music. I think there's so many connections, whether it's Jamaica, Ireland, Appalachia, it's all in the mix.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mike Cobb is my guest on Friends Day. If you're just joining us, do you guys have another song for us?
Sure. Well, we could do that one, or you play it enough, we could play something else.
It's entirely up to you. I wouldn't dare to make a request.
All right. Well, here's something different than somewhat topical. You know, I'm a Spanish teacher, and so this has got some Spanish words in it. I think you'll pick up on it pretty quickly. It's called El Salvador. Well, my name is Jesus. I am working for you. Every morning at 5 to the fields, I arrive on time. I pick all your greens, I pick all your fruit, I put food on the table while I am able, it's true. But you say you don't need me, you say you don't want me no more. You say you will send me down to El Salvador. What for? El Salvador. You would not wish on anyone. Could you do what I do, your labor times two, and carry it through until it's done? But you say you don't need me, you say you don't want me no more. Say you will send me down to El Salvador. What for? El Salvador. Come on, Chris.
KZE, that's Mike Cobb with Chris Ferrone on the saxophone. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah, I love your use of I don't have the musical language, but you always, you just know how to make a song sound like what you're singing about.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it other than, you know, trying to find the melody. You know, when I was writing that tune, I was doing kind of like a very sort of typical Willie Nelson thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Which sort of suggests the vocal line and the horn line. That's, yeah. I guess you would call it the melody, right, Chris?
That's what you'd call it.
Where can we find this fine music of yours? Are you on Bandcamp? Can we give you money for it?
Yeah, please give us money. We're on Bandcamp. I think it's Bandcamp, MSC Junior. You know, the group, I've got a bunch of different groups around the world. Chris and I play together mostly up in the Berkshires with a great crew up there that includes bass and drums. And we recorded an EP that's out called Good Thing. 5 songs. That's on there. I've got other songs I've recorded with other people, including some dudes in Spain and other places around the world. You know, it's, music is like my thing, and allows me to connect with people all over the place. So there's stuff that sounds very different, and I think you'll dig it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I forgot that you're a Spanish teacher. So you were just in Spain and Italy, right?
Yes, I was. My wife is from Galicia, which is northwestern Spain above Portugal. Fantastic town called Santiago de Compostela, which is known as the end of the Camino de Santiago. I played a couple shows there, and didn't get to play in Italy, but heard some cool music over there, very Mediterranean that I never heard before, old songs from Italy. And yeah, it's just, you know, I'm so lucky and grateful to have that in my life. So I do get to do that, and that's definitely an influence. Every time I come back, I write a new song.
Yeah. So. Do you speak any Italian?
I do. Io parlo un po' di italiano perché è molto similare a spagnolo. Mm-hmm. It's similar to Spanish, but different enough that you can get yourself in trouble.
Right. Because, that must be fun traveling abroad as a fluent speaker. I have not had that experience. I'm always the one who, you know, makes the effort like a month before to get kind of competent. And then I'm competent enough and my accent's usually good enough to, like, you know, effectively say hello. And then they say something back and I don't understand.
That's a good start. You know, I think people are pretty forgiving, making the effort. People really appreciate that. And, you know, the great travel host, Rick Steves, you might know about him.
Sure.
His shows are great, but also he puts out these pocket size travel books, which you can fit in your back pocket. And that was really helpful to me when I was first going to Spain. And starting with a few phrases, and, you know, the more you practice, the better you get, the more confidence you gain. And that's, you know, the way forward, I think.
Rare Rick Steves mention. That's nice to hear that name.
Rick is kind of geeky, but cool. I love Rick Steves.
So, Rick Steves, yeah. Mike Cobb is my guest in the studio. You guys have time for one more?
Sure thing. Can I make a shameless plug for some upcoming shows, too?
Oh, I meant to ask. Please do.
Like I said, I play with Chris and this great group called the Crevulators, the American Crevulators, and we're playing in the Berkshires. What is it? Monday, August, let me check the date, 24th at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens in Stockbridge.
That's a cool spot.
It's very beautiful and cool. Our pal Felix, the drummer, works there, so he hooked us up with that. And then Saturday, September 5th, we've got 2 shows, kind of crazy, in one day. They do this really cool festival up in Great Barrington called Berkshire Busk, and we're going to be playing at Berkshire Mountain Distillery on Route 7 from 3 to 5. And then in the evening at the sweet, newish little spot in Winstead called Second Home Lounge. Hmm. Which, you're from Litchfield County, right?
My grandparents had a place in Winstead, yeah.
Oh, they really? Yeah. It's a great, I can't quite say new because it's been around a couple of years, but the name says it all. It's really comfy, and the guy who runs it, Sean, is a musician. So it's a great place to come as an audience, musician, local food and drink. It's great. Awesome. So come out.
Second Home Lounge?
Yep, awesome. In Winstead, Connecticut. Things are looking up for Winstead.
About time.
As I sometimes say, Winstead's got a lot of potential, and my dad says, "Yeah, it's had potential for the last 40 years. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't it get like severely flooded out once in like deep history?
Oh, yeah. In the 50s. Yeah. The river that runs along it is now known as the Mad River.
Right.
And Army Corps of Engineers built all these dams to stop it. So that doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
It's definitely part of its...
Part of the history.
Rocky history. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, we had, not to brag, but we had a beautiful house on Highland Lake. Spent a lot of time there.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Highland Lake is surprising. The guy, we are here in the awesome KZE studios. I don't know what kind of mics you have, but the guy who invented, I learned, Telefunken mics, which are like really high-end mics. He lived there.
No kidding.
He just passed away at a young age. But
didn't know that either.
Yeah. But Highland Lake, Winston, Connecticut. Yeah.
Shout out. I miss that place.
Yeah, well, anyway, come see us Saturday the 5th at Second Home Lounge. We'll be there. It's a good time. Yeah. All right, well, thanks. Got one last song for you here. It's sort of an optimistic thing called Sunny Day. Maybe tenor on this one, Chris?
Sure.
Well, I walk down the road as it twists and it turns to laugh. I hop to the middle, sometimes I jump to the right. Heading to the mountain, I start on up to climb. Get a view from the top, I step to open my sunny day. Not a cloud inside. Anyway, straight back into the street, just to see how far I can follow my feet. One step forward, I will leave the rest behind. Keep looking forward with your app on the rising line. Sunny day, not a cloud in sight. Anyway,
Mike Cobb and Chris Ferrone on the sax, 98.1 KZE. It's been Friends Day, and once again, you can buy Mike's music on Bandcamp. And where can we see like dates of upcoming shows? Are you on the socials?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook and thinking about getting back on MySpace, you know.
We should bring it back. Let's bring back MySpace and what's the one? Vine.
There's actually a movement to do so. I'm really bad at Instagram, but I am on Facebook. Yeah, you can find me. Mike Cobb. Yeah.
Right on.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you both so much for coming. That was great.
Thanks, MK. Appreciate it.
We got your community bulletin board now and some King Harvest up next.